With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Law enforcement officials say the man who rammed a truck into a New Year's crowd had suspected bomb-making materials at his home and reserved the rental vehicle used in the attack weeks earlier. Officials say Shamshud Din Jabbar purchased a cooler and gun oil before the attack. He killed 14 people and injured dozens more. Authorities are still investigating his motives and how he carried out the attack. He was killed by police. Doctors say alcohol is a leading cause of cancer, a risk that should be clearly labeled on drinks. Keith Peters has more on that story.
That's the word from U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy. Murthy's advisory comes as research and evidence mounts about the bad effects that alcohol has on human health. About 20,000 people die every year from those alcohol-related cancer cases, according to his advisory. Bottles of beer, wine, and liquor already carry warning labels about the risk of birth defects when a pregnant woman consumes alcohol. But Murthy's proposed label would go even further, raising awareness about the risk for cancer, too. Keith Peters reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, new Senate Majority Leader John Thune is kicking off the new session of Congress with a promise to preserve the filibuster, saying it's his first floor speech as leader that his priority will be to ensure the Senate stays the Senate. Details on this from Bernie Bennett.
Thune and Senate Republicans took power on Friday, a little more than 2 weeks before President-elect Donald Trump will be inaugurated, cementing a firm GOP hold on Washington. And Thune will have to navigate his new responsibilities along with the new president, who has made clear that he expects allegiance from Congress and has previously called for eliminating the filibuster. While Republicans aren't ready to eliminate the filibuster, they are preparing to try and quickly pass much of Trump's agenda through budget reconciliation, a legislative mechanism that circumvents it. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Biden blocking the nearly $15 billion proposed deal for Nippon Steel of Japan. You'll find more at SRNnews.com. President Trump nominates another Christian. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Mark Burnett, the producer of Mr. Trump's Apprentice TV show, has been selected to be special envoy to the United Kingdom. Burnett, who was born in England, has produced a number of popular reality shows, including Survivor and Shark Tank. He's also an outspoken Christian who is married to actress Roma Downey. Together, they put on a 10-part series on the Bible for the History Channel, which was very popular. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Violence against Christians in India is on the rise. The United Christian Forum is urging the government there to launch a formal investigation of a problem that has spanned decades. Attacks on Christians numbered about 130 in 2014. This year, there are almost 750, and the agency says many more probably went unreported. Radical Hindus, emboldened by government inattention, are trying to rid India of all minority religious groups, starting with Christians. More at SRNnews.com. A deadly terror attack in New Orleans will have no impact on scheduling for the college football playoff semifinals. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has more.
The college football playoff won't swap kickoff dates and times for the Cotton Bowl and Orange Bowl to give Notre Dame more time between games. Southeastern Conference Commissioner Greg Sankey had asked the CFP if it would be possible to switch up the schedule because Notre Dame will have a shorter turnaround than Penn State heading into next Thursday's Orange Bowl. The Fighting Irish's quarterfinal game in New Orleans was postponed by one day because of a deadly terror attack. CFP Executive Director Rich Clark told ESPN that they won't flip the games. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The National Weather Service says a major winter storm is forecast to produce heavy snow and significant ice starting in the central part of the country and moving east. Blizzard conditions likely in Kansas and Missouri before moving eastward. Hazardous travel conditions through the weekend in a number of states. I'm Ron Taylor. This is SRN News.